This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, Seguin sophomore Rebecca Wilkie hit a layup with an Edison defender on her back as time expired to tie the game. And then the Lady Matadors would outscore the Lady Bears in overtime to win a thriller 39-35 at Seguin High School on New Year's Eve. The Lady Mats started fast and put the clamps down defensively in the first half. Seguin held Edison to 2 points in the first quarter to build a 20-10 halftime lead. The second half was a game of runs. The Lady Matadors scored the first 8 points to push their lead to 18 midway through the third quarter. Edison would then rally with 20 straight points to take the lead before Wilkie's basket at the buzzer sent the game to overtime. Seguin would outscore Edison 9-5 in the extra frame for their fourth straight district victory.
You got to give Edison credit. They were going to fight. They weren't going to go away. I don't know. I think we lost a little bit of energy. I'm not sure why. But you have to credit Edison because they had nothing to lose.
That's Seguin head coach Veronda Kendall talking about the resilient Edison Lady Bears after the game. The Lady Mats were led on the scoring sheet by freshman Imani Nguyen, who had 12 points. Wilkie finished with 9, and freshman Faith Franklin poured in 8. Seguin has won 4 straight in District 27-5A. After starting out district play with 3 losses, the Lady Mats will play at San Antonio Highlands tomorrow afternoon. Tip-off is set 4:01 p.m. The Seguin boys took down Edison in San Antonio on New Year's Eve, winning 58-42. Forward Corey Daly paced the Mats with 26 points. The junior leads Seguin in scoring with 22.1 points per game. Junior forward Jordan Miller also scored in double figures, finishing with 10 points. The Matadors are 3-2 in district play. They will host first place San Antonio Highlands on Friday afternoon at Goldie Harris Gym. We'll have the game for you on KWED with tip-off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. In other games on the high school basketball schedule, the Navarro Panthers, who finished 2024 on a 5-game win streak, are playing at Cuero this afternoon. The Navarro Running Lady Panthers will open district play on Friday. Navarro will host Class 4A 20th-ranked Wimberley to open their District 26-4A schedule. That game tips at 6:30 tomorrow evening at Navarro High School. Marion High School will host a pair of games on Friday. The boys will take on Blanco at 12:30 in the afternoon. Then the Lady Bulldogs will host Young Women's Leadership Academy for their District 27-3A opener at 6:30 on Friday evening. And the Lifegate Christian Lady Falcons play at Living Rock Academy tonight. That game tips at 6 p.m. On the high school soccer pitch, the Seguin boys are hosting the Seguin Invitational Soccer Tournament at Matador Stadium. The tourney runs today through Saturday. Meanwhile, the Seguin Lady Matador soccer team is at the Northside ISD Girls Soccer Tournament in San Antonio through Saturday. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.